Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a great conversation we're having here, trying to figure out what franchise we're going to buy when we have $30 billion.
All of them.
You could buy the MLS.
It would be so badass. Yeah, you could. You could buy the whole league. It would be so badass to have just whatever the smallest hockey team is in the NHL. Just be like, yeah, it's mine. I got that.
And then, you know what? Pour money into it because you're going to make money.
Oh, yeah.
You will make money. So now you have that toy to play with. And all right, you know what? Let's go all out. Let's try to win this thing. And it's just your personal toy.
It'd be awesome. Like if you owned a basketball team, you could say, look, for a couple minutes a night, I'm going to play. And you just, all right, time for me to go in.
Okay, well, that leads us into our first query, which would you leave your current living situation if you could marry the 78-year-old billionaire who is single, or 77, whatever she is, and then you would become the new owner of the Mavericks. And there's no prenup, there's no stipulation, it's yours. Now, this cat, the Mike Ducey fan account, he threw in a bunch of sex provisions, but I'm just saying, forget the sex stuff. In general, would you marry a 78-year-old and ride the string out?
$3 billion.
Yep, sure would.
Oh, yeah.
And so would everybody else. And you know what? Even who you're with right now, you just go, look, here's the deal. Go.
Yeah, you're going to be taken care of.
Hit me up on the weekend when you're free.
I need 12 years, though, for this lady to die.
Yes.
Okay. But then, at the age of whatever you are, 60, 50, Matt, 50-something, me.
Yeah, let's go. I think my wife
marry
will be down
her.
With that. Yeah.
And you're back in the game, and you're a multi-billionaire.
You have literally, but okay, you can't cheat on her. Like 100%,
right.
You cannot
right.
do that.
Well, what's right. considered cheating then?
Okay. Everything.
Anything.
You can't do anything.
A peck on the cheek is cheating. You can't do anything. Now you can wow her with your love prowess for 12 years.
That would be, you're a billionaire. There's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, I could.
There
I'm
to
kidding.
The
yeah,
second,
I'm fine.
The second it happens, the second you.
You're done. Yeah. Right. You have nothing.
The second,
it just ends.
Yeah, the second you look at cleavage, you're back
well,
in your house.
No, looking, you can look.
Yeah.
You can definitely look. But at all, sign me up.
To own the map.
God.
Sign me up. Yeah, you know how much fun that would be?
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You could get free hoodies and stuff. You wouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
All the gear.
You would own the store. So
it'd be great.
You'd be
like, hey, I'm coming in here. Oh, I want this today.
Every quarter.
That's
your closet. You know what? This one is not working.
It's like
Booster's
Millions.
First quarter. Yeah.
Just in there all the time.
Love
the money.
It'd be great.
All right. Would you rather Cuban's recent moves be so he can run for president? So we get a younger, sane option, he says. Or so we can get gambling in Dallas?
Gambling in Dallas.
I would say number two.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
How much would you guys utilize gambling in Dallas?
A lot.
But you already gamble.
Yes.
And it's you don't have to leave your couch.
Yeah, no, but I don't have a slot machine in my house.
Okay, but what if
I'm addicted to slot machines.
What if it was just a sports book, that's how it would start. You would get a sports book and then probably a casino would follow.
I just need a full-fledged casino. And I would 100% utilize it. A lot.
Every day or?
Probably not every day, no. But I would utilize it.
You wouldn't look at the big picture of we're going to get gambling at some point here. And we could eliminate the two 80-year-olds that are trying to run the country.
For a 65-year-old.
One for vengeance. Well, he's 65. Mm-hmm. Is he five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that, but I don't know. What are his beliefs on certain issues? I have no idea.
Well, you just know he's cool and he's sane.
Right.
He's not them. Right?
Yeah, that
he's
because...
not running for vengeance. He's not running for spite. He's not running because he doesn't really know where he is. That type of stuff.
No, give me Harris.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how often I'd go because I'm not a casino seeker, but when I go to it's fun to go. 2A place to do that, yeah. But not if it was right here.
I know. I wonder how much. I mean, people bitch about this, and I heard y'all talking about Dan Patrick and the all the not under my roof or whatever. Like, how much would people actually utilize it? It's not like you would go every day to gamble, but it would be an attraction. But locally, it would be like...
Yeah. Well, it's like the Universal Studios thing they're building up in Frisco or whatever. That is it Universal, right?
Yeah, there's something, yeah.
Yeah. How many people that live here are going to go up there and do that all the time versus now in the middle of the country, you have a place for some of these other...
But then you have this...
To bring them into
viable
a major airport
that is major, that it's a destination, and it's about that. Because a lot of people in Vegas, if they live in the city, they don't go to the Strip.
Right.
That's not their That's not their thing.
Never.
But
they go to the Arts District.
You do have some people that, unfortunately, are addicted to this.
Of course.
And they will be there.
Right. And guess what? Those people are here right now, too.
Right.
That are addicted to it.
But if it's more convenient to not have to hop on a plane or get in a car and go to Oklahoma or go to Louisiana, you can just do it here.
You gotta, that's the thing. You gotta forget whatever people say about like, oh, this is gonna bring in prostitution. Bro, prostitution is here right now.
It's been
here. And it's never gonna leave. It's always gonna be here.
That's why you don't drive down Harry Hines. We all know this.
Exactly. It's the whole fear factor thing of, oh, what's gonna happen if they legalize gambling? Nothing.
Prostitution.
Nothing. You may go, like your friends may come in and you may take them. It's like In-N-Out Burger, dude. When it showed up here, I was like, oh, In-N-Out, oh, and you go and you eat your hamburger, and then you're like, all right, well, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Because if you just wait until the lines go down, it's the same thing that's going to be there, you know, a month later instead of having to go right then and there.
Yeah.
but I'm there. A lot.
Yeah.
Right turn here.
Let's go.
If Jurassic Park was a real attraction, would you go?
Yes.
I would too.
No, I'm out.
Just because you think that there would be a breach in security and the Velociraptor to come eat you.
If anyone will go first.
Of course. Well, yeah, you don't have to be
always the brother in the scary movie.
By the way. Well, that's true. The fact that in the original Jurassic Park that the grandpa who created it all, he was like, you know what? I'm going to test drive this whole park with my grandkids.
Hold on to your butts.
I mean,
well, Nedry screwed it up because he was selling the proprietary information to another organization, and that's what he had to shut down the park. And if you take care of your employees, that wouldn't have happened.
You would wait if you owned Jurassic Park. You would not have your 2 10-year-old grandkids be the guinea pigs.
Yeah,
it seems safe.
Plus, I would definitely go though.
You don't have to have Tyrannosaurus and Velociraptors and Dilophosaurus. You could just stick to vegetarian only.
Right.
You know, but then you get a scientist involved who wants to cross-pollinate species and you get the one guy who, oh, you don't treat me right and I need to be paid more. It's a recipe for disaster.
Maybe don't put the raptor pin right next to the welcome center.
Don't do that.
Man, I need to revisit that movie. I don't remember any of this.
You don't need carnivores.
Did you see it when it came out?
Dr. Wu was all obsessed with it.
I saw it. I just don't remember. I don't care.
And they changed the breeding. Dr. Wu changed the breeding to where, oh, they're asexual. Then they discover out in the fields, oh, my God, where are these eggs coming from? They actually are breeding.
You're like me. You clearly have seen this movie like 300
times. Life finds
times.
A way.
I've read the book.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yes. All of it.
The dinosaurs sniff butts like dogs.
They didn't really investigate that. That I remember in the film. There wasn't a lot of butt sniffing.
Why wouldn't we? Why
wouldn't what?
Why wouldn't they?
I sniff dogs. Sniff butts.
They appear to nuzzle each other. You know, they'd rub heads together and stuff. But other than that, there was no sniffing of the area.
The noose.
And now, of course, I think that they were more similar to birds, and a lot of them were covered in feathers that weren't portrayed in the movie correctly.
Yeah.
Dogs have it right.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what needs to be done.
Dogs
before lovemaking.
Except for the fact that they only have 12 to, you know, 10 to 15 years of life. They really are the perfect species.
No dates. They're not going out for drinks or anything like that. Okay.
Yeah. Everything about their lives are
perfect. Just jump up there and let's go.
Yeah.
You're right. They get to sleep in.
What?
People pick up their poo.
Yeah. Like, my dog, this morning, there are trucks in the neighborhood, like, workers and stuff like that, and he can hear, like, the reverberations of the truck, and he starts shaking. He gets nervous. Something happened to him when he was, before we had him, but other than that, that's all they do. Sleep, eat, poop,
first
walk.
Dog would, if I was, But if I'm taking him for a walk, if he hears any type of delivery truck, garbage truck, he immediately turns around and goes home. I mean, just scared the water out of him.
You do have to get snipped a little early. That's not always the best.
That's okay.
Yeah, but they don't know. They don't know what's going on. Yeah. They go under. They take
if
the happy sauce.
If they snip you as soon as you were born, you wouldn't even know the difference.
No.
Well, they could probably.
Well, they kind of snip you
when you're
born.
Cut
off the tip.
Right, but they don't cut your testicles out.
No,
right,
but just a tip. I imagine that's still quite painful if you could baby experience it, but you can't.
Right.
Baby
you don't
experience
know.
It?
Yeah. You know, put your adult brain back into a baby. Yeah.
All the stuff that happens when you're two and earlier that, you know, you get dropped and you get shot and all this stuff that happens to you and you don't even remember any of it.
You mean like vaccinations, right?
Yeah.
Not like with a gun?
No, like shots. I should have made a plural.
Scale of 1 to 10, how pissed will y'all be when the Mavs are in Arlington in that parking lot purgatory with all the other stadiums? Like that's where the casino ends up.
It's not going to piss me
off. No, it wouldn't piss me off. It wouldn't bother me.
And I don't think that they're going to do that.
I don't
Although,
I don't,
it's somewhere around here, they'll raise a bunch of land and do it.
Yeah. Cuban will 100%, like in whatever contract is signed with this lady, it will be that if this thing is built, it will stay in Dallas.
Yes.
He's adamant about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Dallas Mavericks, which is kind of awesome.
That's the Dallas Cowboys. Irving and now Arlington. So.
I know.
But what if she's adamant about going to Arlington? You don't get this $3.5 billion unless we go out there.
What if she's adamant about if gambling just, they're like, nope, not doing it. And she's like, well, okay, moving the team.
That's
Let's
right.
go to Vegas.
All right, Mark, you're fired.
And I think that's
I'm
part of it, too.
Now.
The leverage that she may have over the Texas legislature of, I own this.
Well, she has leverage because she's a nice, generous donator.
Yeah, she is.
And now all of a sudden, this money will dry up if we don't get what we need. And all of a sudden, there the minds changed in the legislature because we can't dry up the well.
There's just no way the NBA would approve a move of the Mavs to a lower market like that.
No.
It just
Never.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Never.
Would they you get a new team and put it in Vegas
right,
instead
yeah,
of
moving? They would never move for a team out of a market like this.
Would you rather be given $500,000 right now?
Yes.
Or you have 10 chances to stop CeeDee Lamb from catching one pass, or 10 chances to catch, you know, you got to stop him once out of 10 for $50 million.
I'll take the $500,000 right now.
The quarterback is Zach Wilson.
Oh, okay,
I'll take the chances.
One on one, though?
Yeah.
One on one.
No, there's no way. I'll take the $500,000 because as soon as he went like that, I'd bite and he'd be wide open. And Wilson
but what if
like
Zach Wilson just, but what
ball.
If he just dirts it.
CeeDee Lamb would fake us out so bad
oh,
on
no.
his first step.
I'm not saying I'm not going to
Zach
be
Wilson could run over to him and toss him the ball.
No, but he has to drop back like a quarterback, and I'm taking my chances.
You and I could stand
I may
across
not get
this
it.
Room and throw 10 passes to each other.
He may go 10 for 10, but I'm going to take my chances Let's to get the 50 go. Mil. Let's do it. Yeah,
I couldn't cover CeeDee Lamb for 0.1 of a second.
What if you have drop coverage?
What if you made a deal with him, though, and you're like, just jump on, bro.
I'm getting $50 million. Okay. Yeah.
He will be wide open, and I'll be over there grabbing my ankles and my knee. But this is what you do.
Just drop one.
Can you imagine he'd do that?
Like, I can imagine whoever the benefactor was given the $50 million, and he dropped one, like, in the Giants game he did last year. Remember that? Like, where there was no one around him for 30 yards or whatever? You have to pick up one additional shift at the ticket. Either work Fernando's hours, which are... You have to get
Ridiculous.
Here at
yes.
2 a.m.
Yeah, it's even earlier than that, yes.
Yeah, or 1 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is he here at midnight?
I've seen, when I used to do Stars post game, I'd see him sometimes when they played late and we'd be leaving, he'd be coming in. And that's 12:31, yeah.
1 a.m.
Okay, let's say 1 a.m. to 10. You have to take that for 1 year, or you do the ticket top 10 for 3 years. So 1 year of midnight to 10 a.m.
I get it over with.
I think you would have to, right?
Yeah, they only do that in the 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. I get it over with.
Ugh. It would be brutal, dude.
But what a hell of a year that would
be. No, but you said additional shift, though, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're
working.
Doing
you would
1-to-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
God.
Let's go.
That would suck.
So
you would have no life.
Yeah.
Be cranky.
Oh, my God.
But then again, you do the ticket top 10, you're getting here, and you're here until 10:30.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Just same reverse thing. Hour.
Just get it over with. I mean, Donna, you're already like a total bitch. Imagine what a bitch you would be if you had that schedule.
And that's the Birdhouse. Thank you, Corby.